from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
How fun is that name? I love that name, Sean.
Which one? Armed American or Peachtree?
Oh, both, but Armed American Radio definitely takes the cake.
Yeah, that's a nice name right there.
That's just really cool, and the logo is really cool, too, with the AAR and the radio mic and the handgun.
I might have to get one of those myself.
I think you should get it tattooed on your arm.
Well, that's what I was talking about. I might have to get one of those. That does look pretty good. I like that logo.
Only nutty folks do that stuff.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
I think only free people get to pick what they put on their body.
Oh, hey, we should welcome George in.
Absolutely.
Just jumped on in. George Hill, the Mad Ogre. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Hey, I was a little quiet in this last segment there, but when you got a guy like Dick Heller, who, you know, comes on the air, takes his time, we owe so much to him.
Absolutely.
You know, if he wants, you know, if he's got anything to say, I'm going to shut my mouth and I'm going to listen.
Well, the Smith Barney thing we talked about last week, when Dick Heller speaks, people listen. I mean, I'm just very impressed by the fact and very proud of the fact that Dick Heller was listening to Armed American Radio there on WWRC 1260 Intelligent Talk while he's working in the district. He knew we were going live in Washington this weekend, and it just an honor to get a call from him out of the blue like that.
Absolutely.
And surprise us with his wisdom, and you know, we really thank him for that. I want to get some business out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, real quick. 877-956-9566 if you want to join Jerry and Battle Creek and a couple of the other callers that called in. The roundtable is pretty much wide open, and for the new listeners in Washington, D.C., we're talking directly to you. The roundtable is where we let our hair down and talk about all kinds of really fun stuff. Guns, carry methods, ammunition, politics. We've talked enough of that. We'll talk about some really funky stories that are out there going on right now. You know, like the air marshal that, you know, was found guilty of some goofy crimes, and the JetBlue pilot.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so the JetBlue pilot. You didn't hear about him?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, we'll go into that in just a few minutes, so hold on to your socks there. This one's a really strange, really strange deal.
Right.
And also, the Violence Policy Center, imagine that. They're at it again, you know, talking about the NRA convention and things of that nature. And I happen to be there.
So let me ask you, Mark, how many people were randomly gunned down at the NRA convention with all those horrible gun owners there?
Well, none, because, well, you know what, George? Hang on to that for just a second, because we're going to give Josh Sugarman Bonehead number 3 award today on Armed American Radio. And it, you know, again, the hypocrisy here is mind-boggling, and they claim it's the NRA that's hypocritical. But so let's give some numbers out. Emails, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566 brings you into the studios. You get to talk with Sean, who you're listening to right now out there.
Absolutely.
There he is.
I'm waiting for your phone calls.
Go ahead and give him a call and talk to us about anything you want to. And we've got George here. Take advantage of it. Throw a gun at him because he knows everything. He blows my mind.
Throw a lot of guns at me. You know, I like guns. I could always use some more.
Yeah, George likes free stuff, too. So
absolutely.
Feel free. Also, join the USCCA.com, www.JoinTheUSCCA.com. The website is active. We've put this together for you specifically for Armed American Radio listeners, and you can get a taste of a couple of the free things that you're going to get. You're going to get 3 if you head over there. But if you visit armedamericanradio.org, of which many, many thousands of people will that are unable to listen to the show live or are in areas that we're not yet on a terrestrial radio station, we'll go in and pick up the podcast version when we get it up on the site. You'll see a couple links over to the right to get some really cool free downloadable material. And, you know, one of them is the 50-state deal where you can pick your state and get a really nice PDF sent of the laws in your state. And really, really useful, folks, really useful.
You also
50,000 people. What's that, George?
You also get that book, 107
handgun accuracy secrets. That's right. And that's free. Over I mean, tens of thousands of people have paid between $40 and $60 for this, and we're giving you the downloadable PDF version of it at jointheuscca.com if you join the USCCA and get these three, you know, free stuff, man. I'm a big fan of free stuff. Yeah, and you get Concealed Carry Magazine on top of that. How about that, Washington, D.C.? Concealed Carry Magazine. Now, you can't carry legally in the district yet, but together we're going to change that. We're working on it, and we're going to take the next step when the McDonald case comes out.
I think to sell the offer in D.C., you have to say this is added pork.
Yeah, added pork, yeah, okay.
See, added pork.
You folks in D.C. will get to know that George will come up with some stuff. His wisecracks are great. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another caller on the line, and this one is a good one. This is Ed Rouse. Ed Rouse, and we have also Tom in Modesto, California. Tom, we're going to get to you a hardware question. Hang in there. We'll get to you. We see you blinking. Ed Rouse is the father of Samuel Rouse, our adopted hero, the 11th MEU, M-E-U, Marine Expeditionary Unit. Ed, welcome back to Armed American Radio. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mark, and good evening to George and Sean as well.
And you're back. Hey, you're back in Texas now, right?
Yes, sir. I got back late Monday night.
Okay, good. Very good. Samuel's doing okay. Got out to San Diego okay?
Yeah, and we did our part in leaving a carbon footprint. We hauled two great big old huge pickup trucks and drove them all the way to San Diego.
Oh, come on. Two trucks? Come on. You couldn't have crammed everybody in one at San Diego all the way out there?
No, we actually bought a second truck for the other son out there, so here and taxied it out there so it would make a good road trip and so we could burn more gas.
I'm so disappointed, Ed. You should have bought little Priuses for those guys. Pickup trucks. You
Ed,
know.
What kind of trucks are you talking about?
GMC Sierra four-wheel drive and Chevy S71 four-wheel drive.
Oh, I believe I saw your hero son, Samuel, standing in front of that, and I looked at his Facebook page, and congratulations. Everybody was telling him on the new truck.
Yeah.
So fill it off and fill it with love.
Prius juice, don't they?
Say again, George?
They run on Prius juice, don't they? Fresh Prius.
You got to love it. Ed, what brings you to Armed American Radio today, my friend?
Well, I was excited about the new hero that you've adopted, and then I was going to call in on the second hour, but, ma'am, I did not want to interrupt that conversation because when he speaks, I listen too. So,
man, yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Just wanted to say that one of the things that Samuel really appreciated was some of the CCA magazines.
Right. Concealed Carry Magazine.
Yeah, those guys couldn't keep those in one place very long when they wound up over there. So I was going to encourage people to kind of dig out their old issues if they dare to part with them and send those over to those guys. But then also thought about, boy, it'd be great to give some of those guys some memberships too.
Well, you know what? That's a great idea with those magazines, Ed. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
But, wow.
I know we had a couple of copies of your book that we sent over there, and they disappeared. So.
Yeah, I don't talk about that too much. I need to do that. Lessons from Armed America, folks. You need to pick a copy of that up. You can pick it up at lessonsfromarmedamerica.com, a copy of my book co-written with Kathy Jackson. And, you know, our friend Tom Gresham over on Gun Talk has mentioned when he was interviewing Kathy that it was in his top five. He put it in the top five all-time must-haves for your personal defense library. Let me tell you something. That's humbling.
Yeah, and don't buy one, buy two and send one overseas.
Send one overseas, right. That's a great idea. And as far as the concealed carry magazines, folks, if you've got them and you're listening, that's a great idea. I'd really appreciate that. Those guys, because I know they're like me. You know, they get that magazine. I don't care what gun magazine shows up at my house. I open it and I read it, and I read it from cover to cover. And I better have time when it gets there because I'm going to open it. You guys want to hear a bonehead?
Yes.
Sure.
All right, Josh Sugarman, Executive Director of the Violence Policy Center in Washington, D.C. Imagine that. Hi, Josh. You're a bonehead. Check this NRA annual meeting, no guns allowed. The National Rifle Association's annual meeting is this weekend, and it's a galaxy of pro-gun stars. Sarah Palin, Glenn Beck, Newt Gingrich, Ollie North. Well, I was there, and I saw the sign. Walked right past it a number of times. No loaded, concealed, or openly carried handguns on the property. Well, there's a reason for that. North Carolina state law prohibits the carrying of firearms in the Charlotte Convention Center and the Time Warner Cable Arena. This is not an NRA requirement, folks.
It's
a requirement of the venue. And the Violence Policy Center and Josh Sugarman, bonehead number three, go on to talk about the hypocrisy of the NRA. And certainly they can find somewhere, or they could at least make a stink about it. What are they supposed to do? Have the convention outside? Folks, come on. Josh Sugarman, you're a bonehead. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network and talk about some guns and gear with a caller from Modesto, California. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss George.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Here again, indeed. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, Armed American Radio, where we're talking about your right to keep and bear arms every week here on the Armed American Radio Network. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you are always a pleasure to have in the roundtable. How you doing?
Thank you, sir. I am standing by, ready to field any questions.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to jump to that right away. First, I want to mention that we've not yet heard from Ken Blanchard. Ken is also known as the Black Man with a Gun. You can check out his website, blackmanwithagun.com, and the Urban Shooter podcast.
You know,
and I'm sure
that.
He's had an issue. So,
do that. Everybody with an earshot, as soon as this radio show is over, go check him out. He is a wealth of information and a really good guy.
He is, and I was honored that he was able to introduce me in Washington on the stage at the Second Amendment rally down there inside the belly of the beast in D.C., Let's take a quick call from Tom in Modesto, California, who wants to talk hardware. Tom, out there in Modesto, you're in the belly of the beast too, man. Are you with us, Tom?
My call.
Yeah. Welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. You're out there in the belly of the beast out there in California, huh? The People's Republic of.
It's terrible. I want to go to a place where you can have a gun in your hands and not frighten everybody within earshot.
You mean Arizona?
Yeah, right. Yeah, just head a little bit southeast.
Yeah, well, you know, we're actually thinking of it. It's one of the three places we're considering retiring right now.
With everything that Arizona's got going on and the freedoms that they're fighting for right now and doing the things that 85% of Americans appreciate them doing, okay?
Yeah,
at the very least, give them a little bit more consideration or at least go down there on vacation.
Well, believe me, we send them a lot of our money right now. There's a couple of really great manufacturers down there, like Patriot Ordnance Factory and AAC, that take a considerable amount of our fund money to help supply us with some good hardware.
Well, stick some out there at Galco, too. One of our sponsors, Galco Gun Leather, one of the best, is based in Phoenix. And, my gosh, I've been there if you ever get out to Phoenix.
Well,
Scottsdale,
you know,
that gun club is amazing.
It's funny that you should mention that because a couple of years ago, my wife got a Smith & Wesson emergency survival kit for me, which contained a 460 Smith & Wesson revolver with the short barrel. I think it's a 3-inch barrel.
Right.
She got it for me so that I would have something to use in an emergency if I go out hunting and happen to encounter a bear that, you know, the pepper spray hasn't worked and now we're down to, you know, short strokes. So I'm trying to find a decent holster for it. And the only thing I've been able to find are these bulky, really inconvenient bandolero type holsters that really are meant for a long barreled gun and not for something like that 460 with the short barrel.
Right.
Do you guys have any idea whatsoever what a solution might be for finding a decent holster so I can wear that on my side?
I do. In fact, I'll tell you, Galco again. Makes,
really?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely check them out and give them a call.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you shoot us an email at mark@armedamericanradio.org after the broadcast, and I'll give you some telephone numbers.
Okay, great. Well,
some
I've
folks
got the
out
website
there.
Up right now.
Take a look at some of their stuff. I believe they might be able to help you out. And there's a number of other ones, too. George, jump in.
Yeah, Galco was going to be my first suggestion for that.
Okay.
Another one is an outfit up in Alaska called Simply Rugged.
Simply Rugged.
Simply
okay.
Rugged. And just Google search Simply Rugged holsters. I had one sent down to me, and tell you what, it was a fantastic rig, and I really enjoyed it. I can't say enough about them. They're very reasonably priced. They're very simple in design, but they carry the gun very well, and they hold it holds the gun, you know, real up to you, real close, so you know it's there. It's not going to get snagged on anything, and it's
mm-hmm.
you can even conceal with it too. So it's a great rig.
I'm probably not going to use the 460 Smith & Wesson for concealed carry, but it's a great idea, and we've both my wife and I will take a look at their products to, you know, for our, not only our Kimbers, but also our Glocks for concealed carrying. I want to thank you guys for such an excellent show. Mark, you do a great job.
Thanks, Tom.
And as a veteran, you know, I was in the Air Force when Vietnam was going on, unlike that the Connecticut Attorney General, I'm not going to claim that I was in Vietnam.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you that the greatest thing in the world, even if you don't know the people, is to get a piece of mail.
Oh, sure.
And the second greatest thing in the world is to get something unexpected, you know, like a few cookies, even if they're beaten to death, you know, just nothing but crumbs, something you can share with your buds, you know, when you're pulling guard duty or something at night, it's great to have something that you can reach into your pocket and find that helps keep you awake and keep a few calories going. And it's just so important. I just can't tell you. My wife and I supported three Army units in Iraq for a couple of years. And, you know, those guys really, I think they really appreciated everything that we did for them. We sent them everything from uniform parts to helmet pieces to cleaning kits, you know, from Otis and whatnot. Food galore, anything that you could mix in a bottle of water, you know, to make the water a little bit more palatable, you know, and the people really appreciated it. We never opened a two-way communication because we wanted to keep it anonymous. But I tell you, a good friend of mine was working for General Petraeus in Baghdad. And he said that what we sent to the units out at FOB Freedom and a couple of other places were really appreciated. And the entire unit knew that those boxes coming in from the helicopter were probably from us.
That makes you feel good.
Very nice.
Yeah, it makes you feel good, number one. And we got just an unbelievable amount of feedback, Tom, from the guys in the 11th MU with Samuel. And we know the same thing is going to happen with the 17th Cav because Armed American Radio listeners are patriotic.
Well, my wife and I are going to talk about this after I looked up Galco and Simply Rugged following the show. But I think that I'm going to recommend to her that we pick up our support of a unit in Afghanistan because as a serviceman, I can tell you just how great it is to know that somebody back there thinks enough about the job that you've chosen to do, even if it's just for a few years of your life.
Thank you for your service, Tom.
Yeah,
definitely
no question about it.
Service.
Hey, listen, we're getting ready to take a break. Tom, I want to thank you very much for the call from Modesto, California.
Great show. Keep
appreciate
it. Work, please, guys.
You can count on it. George, that's awesome stuff.
Yes, it is.
That's what Armed American Radio is all about, folks.
He is,
so.
And he's totally right. You know, send the troops something. Send them anything. Remind them of home. Remind them of what they're over there fighting for, because one of the worst feelings.
Bake them a cookie, folks.
Yeah,
bake them a cookie. George, gotta cut you off here real quick till we get to take a break. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network after these messages. Bake a cookie, send it. ArmedAmericanRadio.org, America's Hero page. Go see it. Go visit it. See you in just a second.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Oh, man, I'm getting email from all over the country. We've got email from Montana. We're going to read one of those in just a moment. And during the second segment, we were a little bit kicked out for time, the unexpected call from Mr. Heller. And Sean, that didn't allow us to get to a couple of the emails that I commented on, so we'll try to get to some of those in the roundtable.
All right, sounds good.
All right. I got this one here. It's a little bit too long to read, but the subject, George, you're going to love this. And this came to us from Drew.
All right.
And the subject line, my history lesson for the uninformed, unintelligent, and left-wing nutcases with no functional brain cells left. So I can't wait to dig into this email and see what Drew has to say, but I don't have enough time to get to that one on today's broadcast. So I'll respond back to him and let you know. But with a title like that, it's got to be good. Fun to read it, at least, right?
Yeah, that sounds like that's going to be a good read.
It is. And let's do this one, because George can appreciate this, because it talks a little bit about hardware. Hi, Mark. Love the show. You and your guests pack a lot into 3 hours every week. I often hear discussions during the roundtable on various guns, but one I have not heard discussed a lot is the 1911. I've been looking to purchase one, but after looking at prices, it seems they are priced out of reach for many. Are there any recommendations for a 1911 in the $600 to $700 price range that are reliable? Thanks. Frank Palmisano, Cincinnati, Ohio. Frank, yeah, there is. In fact, I own one, and I'm going to go ahead and... George, can I answer this one quick?
I know what you're going to say.
You probably know exactly what I'm thinking.
It's exactly where I was going to go. Hit
the Taurus PT 1911.
Absolutely.
With the laser grips, Crimson Ooh. Trace, from the factory, Sean.
Ooh.
Okay.
What's and the price range?
It's about $725. You can get them without the laser grips for about $600, George, $650. Even lower in many cases.
Really? Like $599 for the base PT 1911. And
we're talking blued steel. We're talking blued steel. You can, if you want to go up about another $100, you can jump up into stainless.
Nipple. Okay.
And they're great guns. They're smooth. They're reliable, and that's everything you want in them.
People say, "Why is that gun?" Now I have one, and I love it. I'm actually on my second one. I have never, and this is very unusual in a 1911. The air conditioning just came back on in this studio. That's a beautiful thing. I can feel it. My gore is dropping. I have never once had a fail to eject, feed, a stovepipe. I don't care what you want to call it. A double feed. I've never had any of the three major malfunctions in that gun ever.
Wow.
And I have fed that thing a quite a rambunctious diet, George.
Yeah, I believe it. All reports, all the friends that I have that own the Taurus PT-1911s, they all say the same thing. They run like the Energizer Bunny. They retain a good, reasonable amount of accuracy for a production gun, and it's just a great value.
It is a good value.
As the Paraordinates GI Expert, that's another good gun in that price range.
Well, or now see, that's interesting, because a lot of people hear Paraordinates and they think a little bit higher end.
You know, they do, and this gun here is just a real simple 1911. There's no frills, nothing real fancy about it, but it's got the the front sights dovetailed in, so you can put in some tritium night sights if you want to dress it up. You can change grips, you can throw some Crimson Trace on there, you can throw some really nice wood grips on there if you want. You can get a real decent gun for without spending the multiple mortgage payment type payments that you're going to get on like some of the higher end guns from Springfield or Kimber and the other such
that you hear sometimes need a lot of fluff and buff.
Exactly, and they don't run like they should, but the Taurus does.
Yeah, and that is amazing, because one of the things Taurus has been questioned about that many times. And, I probably read a little bit more about the gun stuff than most people do. But the question comes up all the time. How in the world can they manufacture that gun with all of its, for the price that they do? And that's because everything is manufactured in their factory. They outsource nothing.
Oh, okay.
They mill everything, George.
Mm-hmm. And they do a good job. They do. They really do.
That very, very impressive piece. And that lineup, if you look at the website on the Taurus, on the PT-1911, has gone from blued steel, which you couldn't get when it first came out at the price. The first one I bought, I paid $425 for. $425. I was shocked at the quality of that handgun.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it ran like a finely tuned Lamborghini.
Mm. And have you seen the new ones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just getting there. That's... If you look at, they're offering, look at the lineup on TaurusUSA.com on the Taurus PT-1911. So, Frank, I hope that answers your question. There are some good ones out there in that price range, and my immediate recommendation, bar none, hands down, goes to the Taurus PT-1911 in the price range that you're talking about. It's a fine weapon, and, I guess when they first came out, people thought, Taurus and a 1911, okay, they're jumping on the bandwagon. Nobody's laughing now.
What we've got, though, we've got a lot of people who say, oh, Taurus, I'm not going to own a Taurus. But you know what? Taurus has improved their quality control so much. They've improved their customer service so much. We have literally never had in the shop I work at, Basin Sports in Vernal, Utah, one of the best gun stores in the whole country. You know, sometimes the gun will come back. We'll send it off. We have never had a problem with these Taurus 1911s getting that gun serviced if there was a problem with it. And we sell a ton of them, and we don't really have hardly any problems with them at all. We have more problems, I guarantee it, with Smith & Wesson and with some of the other guns. That'll give us more troubles. But that Taurus 1911, it's a top shelf gun. It really
there you
is.
Go.
That
spoken,
is a,
yeah.
a beautiful handgun.
It is, and it's fun to shoot, too. And, you know, the 1911s, everybody's got to have one in their gun collection because it's just the quintessential American firearm. And I mean, to pick one up and the natural point of aim and the feel of the gun in your hand, I mean, it is a gun, George. It's what a gun should feel like.
Oh, absolutely.
There's nothing like it. It's kind of like that Thompson machine gun. Yeah, I know, Washington. I fired a machine gun that went rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat with one pull of the trigger because they're legal. You just don't hear about it, but you can buy one if you pay the government fees and want to fork over, a you know, 10 mortgage payments. But you know, but it's like that Thompson, George. It's just such a classic firearm.
It is a classic. And you can't say that you have a gun collection if you don't have a 1911.
Yeah, you've got to have one in there, and the price is within reach, folks. So, Frank, I hope that answers your questions. Really appreciate the email. Hey, you guys want to do another bonehead real quick?
Yes.
There's so many.
Oh, they were lining up this week. They were just had their hands in the air. Ooh, pick me. I haven't said anything stupid yet, but I promise I will by showtime. This one comes to us from a California police chief, and the title of the actual article is California Police Chief Misunderstands Second Amendment Rights. Emeryville, California Chief of Police, the gentleman's name is Ken James. He's an outspoken proponent of a measure that would criminalize the open carrying of firearms in all public places in the state. He's argued that AB 1934, the California, which I guess the California Assembly Appropriations Committee has recently passed this, and I'm sure Starbucks, you know, the Brady campaign's all over it because Starbucks is poking their finger in the eye of the Brady campaign. But here's what he said. In my opinion, the Second Amendment was written to provide the ability of normal citizens to band together and form an army, just like these militias are doing. So I believe the militias are totally supported by the Second Amendment. But he wants to criminalize open carry by people who are not in militias.
Oh, my God.
So you qualify as a bonehead because, and here's where we can say this, thanks very much, but we don't really care about your opinion when it comes to the Bill of Rights. It means what it says. It says what it means. The Supreme Court has upheld it, and they're getting ready to uphold it again in June. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. Stick around. We'll be right back after these messages with Sean and George.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews,
gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new tuck-and-go inside-the-waistband holsters. The tuck-and-go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck-and-Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco gun leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
The right to bear arms, not Mexico. Sean, can we run the Calderon clip?
Yes, we can.
Let's go ahead and do that.
All right.
Mexico needs your cooperation.
Sure.
And that is stopping the flow of assault weapons and other deadly arms across the border.
How about you stop crime in your country?
You notice that the violence in Mexico started to grow a couple of years before I took office in 2006.
Don't blame me.
This coincides, at least, with the lifting of the assault weapons ban in 2004.
It's Bush's fault.
I will ask Congress to help us with respect and to understand how important it is for us that you enforce current laws to stem the supply of these weapons to criminals and consider reinstating the assault weapons ban.
Okay. George, I know, Sean. Hold on.
Man,
George, George, I have to throw a disclaimer out because I know you too well, and I don't want you getting too emotional. We have an eight-second delay.
I think what he's saying is that we need to secure our borders.
No. What he was saying was, I'm going to stand in your house, and I'm going to poke you in your chest, and I'm going to tell you what you need to do inside your own borders with your laws. Okay, this is a man who came across the border and talked about as if he were representative of the illegal immigrant population in America, as if he were still their president. He was looking out for them on our backs. Okay? Now, I'm not going to get too political with it because I want to stay focused on the assault weapons ban aspect of it. But the audacity to come into our country and lecture us about our law and our Constitution and our freedoms and our rights because he and his corrupt government cannot stop the flow of drugs, cannot get a handle on the violence and the crime within their own borders, makes it very easy for him to come here to the United States and blame someone else. I'm quite surprised I didn't hear it was George Bush's fault.
You know, that's what he was saying. But the way I take it, the message that I got is, man, we really need to secure our borders.
Well, that is. That is. But he needs to do that. You see, he wants them coming across because there's money coming back. This all goes back to the greenback. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, here's where my issue is. Okay, in one breath he says that he wants to condemn Arizona, but yet he wants to ban assault weapons. Okay, does he think that we're taking them down there? No, it's the illegal aliens, the criminal aspect that are going back and forth. You can't have it both ways.
No, no, and I will stop right now because it just angers me beyond words.
Mm-hmm.
It angers me beyond words that you know, it is just, I mean, can you imagine? Somebody asked me the other day, that would have never happened, they said, if Reagan were in office.
Oh, no.
I said that never would have happened if Bush were in office, and I doubt that would have happened if Clinton were in office. You know, I hated assault weapons too, but, you know, I just don't think, you know, I don't think I'd let him come here. I mean, I think I'd have stuck up for my country.
Well, I don't know, how many times did Obama bow to him?
Oh, Lord.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the photographers have stopped taking photographs of that. But here was the quote of the day from Obama, guys. It was this. You follow me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Silence.
Absolutely.
Now, he knew what Calderon was going to say before he opened his pie hole. He knew what was coming out. He read his comments. This didn't blindside our president. Let's assume it did. Don't you have any pride? How dare you come to my house? How dare you? Go home. Go home. Now, I know good people down there in Mexico whose lives are miserable right now because of what's happening there. And I can assure you, it ain't John's gun shop in El Paso that's causing the problem.
Absolutely.
All right?
Absolutely.
How dare you come to our house? And then the most disturbing, as you heard Aaron Zellman say it in hour one, as you heard, I believe, Dick Heller said the same thing. I'm not sure, but I know he's thinking it if he didn't. And that is that you had every single Democrat stand and applaud.
And that was that just absolutely, that's what makes my blood boil.
Well, my response to the Reagan comment and the Bush comment that I had heard off air in private conversations was that would have never happened.
Mm-mm.
Because he wouldn't have been here and talking about it in those terms. It would have never happened. The conversation would never have occurred. And of course, you know, I mean, you gotta, you know, look, this is, you know, Reagan signed amnesty. All right.
Did you guys see the response from McClintock? Tom McClintock, Republican from California. Go to YouTube and look up response
yes.
to President Calderon.
I have. He should have gotten a Patriot Award.
Just scorched Calderon.
He did. And, you know, it is just, I mean, it leaves me speechless, which is tough to do.
It is. It's that much gall. That
yeah.
much
yeah.
gall.
That's
yeah,
the
really,
way, I, that's
really
the way I looked at it. I mean, you know, I looked at it like that, too. You're going to come to our country and tell us what we dictate. What we do with our laws and have no vested interest, period. Don't even need to be talking about it.
I can hear Reagan now. Well, Felipe, well, I think you're wrong. You should go home. Well, it's just. All right,
yeah,
we'll leave it at
amazing.
That. I think everybody's on the same page with that one. No question about it.
Well,
George.
One thing, you know, I cleaned out my truck today, and from my back seat of my mobile ballistic lab, I pulled out 800 rounds of .22, 200 rounds of match grade .308.
Oh, my God, you had a brick of ammunition in your truck?
A brick and a half, yeah.
A brick and a half. Wow. Were you, I mean,
No, and no, everybody was safe. Nobody.
Nothing
was,
happened?
No.
The ammunition, when you were driving down the road, you didn't hear metal clanking and boxes opening, and the ammunition wasn't jumping out by itself and loading things? And
no, and, okay. You know, there was no cartel members, you know, jumping out of the bushes, running the stuff back to Mexico either.
Exactly.
But, yeah, okay. Wait, you hey, know, guys. George?
Got guns. What?
I have to interrupt again because, yet again, we are backing up against the clock.
Oh, man. Is it over already?
Yeah, yeah. We're coming to the end of the broadcast tonight. But I want to let you know that New Jersey Senator Lautenberg is targeting Georgia's guns and airports legislation.
Mm.
Okay. I guess he forgot that there are 40 other states in America. So
it just doesn't stop.
Well, no, it's just there. It's like crimes of opportunity.
Ugh.
Georgia just passed a law about guns and airports. Well, here's how knowledgeable Lautenberg is. He's like everybody else in Washington that doesn't bother to read anything, folks.
Mm.
He doesn't know there's 40 other states where it's legal to bring a gun in your automobile to an airport. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, armedamericanradio.org. Join the USCCA.com, lessonsfromarmedamerica.com. And we'll catch you next week right here, same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks for listening, especially Washington, D.C. See you next week, folks.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth again. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.